Many older people in Washington have now been vaccinated for COVID, and attention has turned to other groups. Now that agricultural workers are eligible for shots, one central Washington health district expects to become especially busy over the next few weeks. Farm workers and food processing employees are among those who became eligible last week for vaccinations. Public health officials such as Teresa Atkinson from the Grant County Health District are strategizing how to get the vaccine to them.
When COVID hit us last March, the clinics started reaching out to the farms to be able to provide education on site about hand washing. What is this virus and what does it mean for them working and sleeping and living in these facilities? And they did a fantastic job. They started at Walmart when the buses would come in to buy their supplies to actually going on site.
With those relationships already built, Atkinson says it should be easier to get vaccinations done using mobile clinics. The health district vaccinated people at one event in Quincy last weekend, and she says pop-up clinics are planned at farms and orchards.
It's only been open for a short time, and not all the workers are here yet, but we're not seeing the level of vaccine hesitancy that we were concerned about.
Atkinson says the health district has reached out with messaging to the local Spanish language radio stations to let them know that vaccinations are available. At the same time, she says the agency is also encouraging people to continue with the usual public health strategies. She says the number of children and young adults contracting the virus in Grant County has increased over the last week or two. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.